The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
All right, welcome back to AgriTalk, everybody. I'm Chip Flory, got Davis Michelson with me. Just wrapped up a conversation with Dan Bossi.
Yes, a good one, too.
Took me a little while, but I got there.
Yeah.
85.5 million planted, 167 on the yield.
Mm-hmm.
Take 6.2 million acres of that off for silage, roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned taking another 1.5 roughly billion bushels off of the corn crop at some point here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So 525 to 550 starts to lose a little bit of the attractiveness there and starts to get a little altitude sickness is how he described it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So and I get it. I get it because every time we see this corn market push to the upside, we start to get more and more talk that some imports are coming in. I can't believe that this worked. My gosh, we got Ruth Gertis on the line from the Auburn Agency. Ruth, thank you so much for making the time for us.
Well, it's interesting. I'm in a tunnel in Washington, D.C., trying to make sure I have enough cell service.
Good. Oh, thank you. Great job. Great job this morning at the House Ag Committee hearing, Ruth, talking about crop insurance and some of the things that need to be considered going forward. Just a fantastic job.
Thank you, Chip.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Okay, the announcement by the RMA that came out this afternoon. Tell us about it. Why, or it came out as late morning. Tell us about it and why it's important.
It's in regard to cover crops. So many farmers and ranchers don't have enough feed for their livestock. And I'm very pleased that USDA, with the assistance of some able work in Congress, came to a conclusion. Instead of being able to harvest or to hay and graze cover crop after November 1, that has been moved to September 1st.
Okay.
I have not had the opportunity to read the language yet, but we believe, I'm just being given it now, RMA has also determined that silage, haylage, and baleage should be treated in the same manner. So you not only may hay or graze, but you may chop, use it for hay, or bale it after September 1. That's a sea change of major proportions for farmers.
Yeah, they've done similar things in the past, Ruth, but I think they've only gone to October 1. Is that right?
Yes, it is. And very rarely have they done it on the crop insurance prevent plant acres
right.
that are only done till November, that are only able to do it after November 1.
Okay. This is, it fits right in with a very specific question that I got earlier. Okay. Can you plant silage corn on prevent plant acres 25 days after the final plant date? In other words, wait until after the final plant date. Can you use corn as a cover crop and then turn around and harvest the silage?
You will have to determine if it is an approved cover crop in your county by NRCS.
Okay.
That is, it's going to have to go by county basis. I believe most corn is not an approved cover crop by NRCS.
Okay. All right. Very good. What else did you learn at the hearing today, Ruth?
That we have wonderful bipartisan people in Congress working for us in ag. My big takeaway, and I've been doing this for 35 years, is that we got a farm bill passed on time and we got a disaster bill passed bipartisanly, overwhelmingly. For those that think Washington is broken, we saw a pretty shining example of great bipartisanship today.
That's good. Great point. Great point. You had a really good panel today. Leo from Southwest Iowa on there. Just a heartbreaking situation that you guys are dealing with over there, Ruth, with, you know, along the Missouri and the levee breaks.
Oh, I never thought I would see anything more debilitating than the 2011 flood, and 19 is so much worse. But we have some good things. We had 2018 crop being put into this disaster bill. Those are the guys that not only are they not going to have a crop in 19, they lost a significant portion of their 18 crop. We had no opportunity to get that grain out of the bins.
Right.
So there, we don't know what it's going to look like yet, but we do know there are some things that are going to help us hopefully keep these farmers in business. What we also learned out of the hearing is that crop insurance is the future. Nobody likes doing ad hoc where we don't know the rules up front. I'm hopeful that the industry can come forward, for example, grain from the previous year in the bin. There isn't a policy that you can buy on the general market. So we're hopeful that we can do some of these things and really strengthen the policy.
Excellent. Ruth, thank you so much for making the phone call. I really appreciate it. And again, I got to say, great job out there today.
Thank you. It was probably one of the more well-run hearings, the more substantial hearings that I've ever been part of.
Excellent. Excellent. Ruth Gerdes, the Auburn Agency over in Auburn, Nebraska. Thank you again for calling in. Wow, that was cool, Davis.
Yeah, and a great message, too. It's not all bickering and fighting. When it comes to agriculture, it does seem like we can at least get some things done, which is fantastic.
Great message. Tweet of the day.
Today's tweets are brought to you by Farm Trucks. Why bother picking out a color when it's just going to get covered in blood, sweat, and tears anyway? And now today's tweets. At Lady Haywire, and this one must be a farm wife. Yes, I would like a new car, please. What color? Ooh, you know, that delightful crypto scour calves get. Exactly like that. SRBet 333. My near 15-year-old farm truck has been having issues for a while. Currently, it's groaning like it had a bad Taco Tuesday experience. And one more. At Third Plate, my check engine light must have burnt out. It had a good 6 or 7 years. Add that to the list of things wrong with my farm truck that I don't plan on fixing.
I love it. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Oliver Slope, to Dan Bossi, and to Ruth Gerdes for calling in. Tomorrow morning, it's a free-for-all. Wiesmeyer, Johnson, and Haney. Tomorrow afternoon, Steve Georgie from Allendale. For Davis, Ashley, I'm Chip. This is AgriTalk.